Without even caring that I was watching, Sarah lifted her skirt and frantically pulled her cute pink cotton panties to the side with her left hand to expose her vulva. With her right hand, she immediately shoved two fingers inside herself as far as they would go. After a moment or two, she appeared to hook something with her fingers and pin it against the front of her vaginal wall. She panted while I watched her remove the vibrator and drop it to the floor in horror. I didn't even know it was in me until it started vibrating. Jess, we're helpless. We have to do it. I have to. I'm going to take off my clothes and... No, Sarah. Let's just try to stay calm and think our way out of this, I said, trying to reassure my friend, though from the tears rolling down my own face, it was obvious I was far from confident myself. You keep your clothes on. We're going to fight. You remember what we learned in that rape prevention class. It is always, always, always better to fight. Oh, okay, sniffled Sarah. That woman said a man would come into the room at exactly 12 o'clock. What time is it now? Sarah looked at her watch. It's 11:57. We have 3 minutes. Okay, let me think. Okay. I know what we're going to do. Don't worry. This is going to work, I told Sarah, praying I was right. I ran over to the little table by the bed. As I did, I noted that my body was not so stiff anymore and my head had cleared a little. That gave me a little glimmer of hope. The table was a square, about 16 inches to a side. It had four round legs, each an inch and a half in diameter, and was about 3 feet tall. It appeared to be made of pine. I grabbed two of the legs and picked it up. It was very light. I could easily raise it above my head. I ran back to the doors we had tried to open earlier. I motioned for Sarah to join me. She stood up from in front of the TV and walked quickly, though a little unsteadily, to my side. We don't know which of these doors is the exit, told Sarah quietly. So I'm going to stand against the wall between them, and with this table raised above my head, when somebody comes into the room, I'll smash the table down onto his head. You make sure the door does not close behind him. Run out of here as fast as you can. I'll follow you and close the door behind us. Then we just run as fast as we can. Got it? Sarah nodded and looked at her watch. 30 seconds, she whispered. Suddenly, we heard the sound of feet shuffling on the other side of the door to my right. I turned toward it with the table raised above my head and standing as close to the wall as possible. Sarah and I held our breath. The handle turned, and the door was pulled open. Sarah gasped and stepped back from the door. Come on, come on, I said to myself. Come into the room. Then a soft male voice said calmly from outside the room, You're just making it worse for yourself. Put down the table. I didn't have any idea what I should do, so I just stood there frozen. Sarah fell to her knees again. Have it your way, said the voice. A man stepped through the door so suddenly I barely had time to swing the table. He simply raised his left hand and caught it before it could hit his head. He just held it and looked at me calmly. He was about 6'1", with wide shoulders and pecs I could see through his tight white t-shirt. He had deep green eyes and curly, sandy blonde hair. If I had seen him in a gym, I would have tried to do my stretches right in front of him in an attempt to attract his attention. He ripped the table from my hands and threw it to the ground. Before I could back up, he grabbed my left wrist and spun me around into a bear hug like I weighed 10 pounds. His thick biceps pinned my arms to my side. With him holding me so tight, I could feel the muscles of his chest against my back. They felt as though they were made of granite. He had an erection. I can feel it poking me in the ass. Two more men of similar build rushed into the room. Sarah tried to crawl away, but one of the men bent down and put his hand on top of her head. He grabbed her hair and pulled her to her feet. Sarah screamed and clamped her hands on top of the man's hand, trying to prevent her hair from being ripped out. The third man walked over to her and asked, "You know what happens when you refuse to obey commands."
Yes, I know,
Sarah sobbed. "Good, open your mouth."
"No, don't do it,"
I thought as I watched Sarah open her mouth. The third man removed a red ball gag from his pocket, shoved it roughly into her mouth, and fastened it behind her head.
"Sarah,"
I cried.
"Listen to me, Sarah. You're going to be okay, honey. You can handle this."
Said the man who had applied Sarah's gag. He was slightly taller than the man holding me, but his shoulders were not quite as wide. He had short, wavy brown hair and dark brown eyes. He appeared to be the leader of these three men, as he was the only one who had said a word yet.
"What did you call her just then?"
he asked.
"Sarah,"
I said.
"I thought so," he said.
He pulled a pair of scissors from his pocket and stepped over to Sarah.
"Don't move or you'll be sorry."
The leader quickly cut the buttons from Sarah's white blouse and ripped it open to reveal her lacy pink bra. Sarah did not move her hands from the top of her head, but I could see how much she wanted to cover herself. The scissors quickly snipped through the shoulder snaps in the middle of Sarah's bra. Her beautifully firm 19-year-old breasts bounced as they were suddenly released. Tears were streaming down her face. The man holding her hair released her for a moment, only to grab her again and put her into a full Nelson. Sarah struggled for a moment and then seemed to decide it was pointless. The man behind her was easily as large as the man holding me. I would have considered his short black hair and strong jaw handsome if I were not repulsed by what he was doing to my friend. The leader pulled back his right hand and slapped Sarah's left breast as hard as he could. It was so loud it hurt my ears. Sarah tried to let out a scream, but it was only muffled by the gag in her mouth. She would have collapsed again if she were not being held up.
"No, please stop," I screamed. "Please don't hurt her. You can hurt me instead. You can punish me,"
said the leader. "Hurting your friend here is punishing you. You see, we have been watching you and listening to you for a while now. It's obvious you don't want to see her hurt. And if you don't want her hurt, you'd better do what we tell you. You'd better tell us what we want to hear. Do you understand?" I nodded tearfully. "Good. Now I'm sorry. I have forgotten her name again. What is it?"
"Sarah."
He wound up and slapped Sarah's breast a second time. Sarah looked at me with pain in her eyes. She seemed to be trying to say something to me.
"No, please stop," I screamed. "I'll do what you want. Just don't hurt her."
"You will do what we want?
Brian, the guy holding you now, wants to rape her. You will allow him to rape her? Keep in mind that if you say no, we will simply continue to hurt her for a while. Then Brian will rape her anyway."
I could feel Brian's erection stiffen against my ass. So will you let Brian rape her?
Yes.
Then say those words.
I will let Brian rape her.
I sobbed. I looked into Sarah's eyes and cried.
I'm so sorry. I don't want to see you hurt more.
Well, if you don't want to see her hurt, you had better tell us her name now.
I told you, her name is Sarah.
Sarah tried to scream again. She looked at me with wide eyes and shook her head wildly from side to side as the man wound up and slapped her for a third time.
You just don't learn, do you? Asked the man.
What is her name? Suddenly it dawned on me what I was doing wrong.
Her name is Cunt, I said quietly.
And what is your name?
My name is Three Holes.
That's much better. Now listen closely. In a moment, these two men will release you. When they do, you will both go and sit quietly on the bed so we can have a conversation. If you try to do anything stupid, you will be making your punishment that much worse. Cunt, you are not to remove your gag. Do you both understand?
Yes,
I said quietly. He looked at Sarah and she nodded emphatically. Okay, release them, he said to the two men holding us. Brian suddenly released me from the bear hug. Sarah's captor released her from the full Nelson. Sarah immediately grabbed her ruined blouse and held it closed with left hand. With her right hand, she felt the ball gag in her mouth but did not try to remove it. She sat down on the foot of the bed. I sat next to her and hugged her.
I'm sorry,
I said quietly through my tears.
I think you're right. I think we have to let them rape us. I'm so sorry, Sarah.
Suddenly, Sarah's original captor bent down, grabbed Sarah by the hand, and pulled her from my arms into a full Nelson again. I started to stand again to help her, but the leader pushed me back down again. He held up his finger and waggled it from side to side in a no-no gesture. I remained seated on the bed. The leader opened Sarah's blouse again. From my position on the bed, I had a new view of the side of Sarah's left breast. It was bright red. The leader pulled back his hand and held it behind him so that it would be obvious to Sarah that he was going to slap her again. Despite the gag, it was obvious that she was whimpering in anticipation of the slap. When it struck, she moaned louder than ever. Her captor threw her back onto the bed. I hugged her as she pulled her blouse closed again. The leader looked at me and said, "You really should apologize to her again. This time, be sure to use her correct name."
I'm sorry, Cunt,
I said in a tearful whisper.
It is all my fault they're hurting you.
The leader stood at the front of the bed while his companion stood grinning behind him with their arms crossed. It was quite easy to see they had massive erections. The leader began speaking calmly, clearly enjoying our terror. By now, you may or may not have realized that we have been watching you from a hidden camera somewhere in this room. That is how we knew you were planning to smash in poor Brian's head with a table. So let's not try anything like that again, okay? Sarah and I nodded. Good. Now, we saw that you watched the DVD, but you certainly did not do as instructed. Are we going to have to punish you for that?
No, please don't punish us. We will do what you want.
Good. That is what we wanted to hear, said the leader, smiling. Kunt's rape was supposed to begin at 12 o'clock. That time has now passed, so we will reschedule. Kunt's rape will be at 2 o'clock exactly. Brian will be back at that time. You should follow the original instructions you received from the DVD. Just so we are sure you understand, you will now repeat back to us what you were instructed to do. Three holes, since Kunt can obviously not speak, now please tell us what her instructions were.
She is supposed to lie on the bed, I said.
Well, yes, of course, but those were not all of her instructions. Try again. You had better do a little better this time, or we'll spend the next 3 hours slapping those wonderful, bouncy tits of hers.
She is supposed to lie on the bed naked with her legs spread and her hands at her side. Her panties should be stuffed in her mouth. She will not close her legs, I said, hoping that Sarah knew how much it was killing me to say those out loud.
Why is it important that she keep her legs spread wide?
So that her vagina can be easily penetrated,
I said as I felt Sarah start shaking in my arms. Good, that is correct, said the leader. Kunt, do you understand? Sarah raised her tear-streaked face from my shoulder and nodded, then continued to cry on my sweater. What were your own instructions, Three Holes?
I must be standing next to the bed, ready to assist in the rape.
Very good. Well, it is now 12:20. Brian will return at 2 o'clock. Be ready at that time. Kunt, you may remove the gag now if you like. They turned and walked out of the room, closing the door behind them.